Alrighty, Playhouseville, welcome to Playhouse Unplugged. Today we got a special guest, Miss Emma Croson. How you doing, Emma?
Doing so good. How are you, Dan?
Oh, you know, living the dream out here, waiting to get things going. We got our improv show started.
Yeah.
Which has been great. I got next one coming up on June 18th. People are loving it. I mean, they came out, about 20 plus people came out last time.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was great. And it was great to get out. I mean, we were like caged in for such a long time to finally get out and have a good time.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even actually part of it. I was actually just running the door and watching our guys do a great job. And it was a great time.
They're hilarious.
Yeah. And in fact, I know you went to the improv monthly. We're going to be doing an improv game night where Nick is putting up. You went to that, right?
I did, yeah. And I had no idea what I was doing, but somehow I ended up on Anne's shoulders for one scene.
Something which, about a boa snake
yeah,
in
we
a
were,
zoo?
Yeah, we were trying to convince a snake to get out of its cage, and I ended up on her shoulders wearing a skirt. You know, I just went for it. So it was good though. Yeah, everybody is really welcoming and it's just something that I kind of throwing myself out there, even though I have so much to learn. But
well,
these are the people.
You got that yes and mentality already.
Yeah.
So that's what improv is, yes and. And it's just to jump into things without even thinking about any kind of consequence.
Yeah.
You know, like we do a lot in life, right?
For sure.
So,
yeah.
So improv is kind of a great way to jump right into it.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you did that. How did you get into acting?
Well, you know, I'm a new actor.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, November?
Yep.
Yeah, November I was in Mayhem Under the Mistletoe, and my character was just ridiculous.
Yes.
Losing my baby everywhere, and yeah. Just hilarious. So, yeah, I just got into it. My mom, actually, growing up, she did theater.
Okay.
So I remember going to the Morrison Center and watching her perform, and she actually brought me to the audition. She's like, hey, you know, you don't need a script or to know anything, and I just came, and, you know, it was a huge pivotal point for me where I just needed to let go.
Right.
And just be like, okay, whatever, I'm just gonna put myself out there even if I look ridiculous. So yeah, got into that, luckily, which I'm so grateful for. And then did Molly Mall.
Speakeasy.
Yeah, the speakeasy. So that was super fun, putting on a wig and just getting into the 1920s character.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really had done much prior. In high school, I did one little scene I remember my freshman year, and it was from Of Mice and Men. And I remember the guy that I did it with, he had super clammy hands. And every period that we had that, he'd have to put his hand over my mouth and like strangle me for one of the scenes.
Right.
And I just was so, oh no, clammy hand guy, you know? So other than that, no, it's something that I've always watching movies and, you know, seeing performers perform. It's just that feeling where your heart gets so full and you're just like, oh, yes, I love that. So, yeah, just started and ready to get to it.
And then your mom, I know she's been in theater.
Yeah.
Was that something that that helped you get more and more into the courage of jumping in and doing things?
Yeah, absolutely. I would always ask her throughout the years to invite me to auditions, and I never really had the confidence to go.
Right.
Up until last year, she asked me, and like I said, it was a really big pivotal point for me where I kind of had to just do it and come into my own person. So yeah, absolutely. I think if it weren't for her continually asking me, even though I'd shoot her down every time, I don't know if I would have, you know, fallen into it, maybe at some point, but definitely not at the Playhouse. So
you tell me you asked her to invite you to auditions, and every time she said, hey, you want to go, you said no.
Yeah, just not having confidence and feeling like I really had to be a pro actor.
Right.
before even starting, which is totally unrealistic. No. I mean, somebody has to start somewhere.
Yeah, I mean,
you know?
And that's what it is. Like, I never took an acting class one at all. I have always been a goofball, always been one of those yes and people, always go and do it. And I always did characters from like cartoon characters and people and you know, and been DJ for 30 years.
Yeah.
That really helped me get out there. But you don't have to be an actor to join the Playhouse because the reason we do a lot of improv based shows.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to be able to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
And obviously, being a new actor, how did you feel coming into the Playhouse with a lot of experienced actors that are around?
Honestly, I had never felt more at home.
That's amazing.
And I know that sounds so cheesy, but...
No, they just got to say that louder.
I was just about to.
I'm just kidding.
No, I felt so welcomed and so a part of just something bigger. I mean, there were so many people, everybody here has so much depth to them. Mm-hmm. And I felt like that's what I was missing from just day-to-day basis and with people. And so, yeah, the first time here, it was just such a melting pot of people. And I felt so welcome and accepted and encouraged, especially being new, like I'm like, oh, I don't know what's going on. So people, you know, would give me little tweaks of advice and just encourage me. And you're included in that. So thank you.
You're very welcome.
I'm so grateful. So, but yeah, I've never walked in here and not felt welcomed or, you know, excited to be here. So.
And that's our main thing, obviously, here at the Playhouse is we're very positive. Our environment has to be positive. Because we're dealing with a lot of clients that come in, a lot of patrons that come in and had a bad day. And you can't be all negative when you're in the back and expect to come out here and be positive.
For
so
sure.
We really try to keep that positive environment. Now, working with professional actors. Now, think about this. Now, you're a professional actor.
Wow.
You're getting paid to do it.
That's
true.
Right?
So you're a professional actor and you're doing a really, really swell job.
Thank you.
And the thing is that when you have... obviously, you did Mayhem, and there were some newer people in Mayhem, too, as well. But then you went to an experienced cast like Speakeasy.
Yes.
How did you feel with the difference in the transition of those two?
The transition, I definitely was a bit more nervous.
Were you?
I was. Not because you guys made me nervous, but because you guys are, it was more professional.
Right.
You know, so I felt like it was a really good opportunity for me to... step it up and be more fine-tuned with it. I don't know if that answers your question. Sometimes I go
it
off
does.
On tangents.
So, no. I'm ADD, so you don't have to tell me about tangents. What was that, squirrel? No, just kidding. So, the thing is that when you are around experienced actors, you don't have to worry about carrying anybody else.
Yeah,
you just
exactly.
have to worry about yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're out there doing a Speakeasy and you transform yourself into Molly Mall, how does it feel when you're working with the audience?
So good. So good. It was the best feeling. I felt so confident because, like you said, I didn't have to worry about anybody else. So it was really, and nobody was worrying about me.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it was really just... me and myself and working with the audience, it was so cool because I was so in that character and just owned it. Even if I had no idea what I was doing, you know, if you just own it, like I think you've told me before, they don't know any different.
Exactly.
And so just really, you know, with the audience though, it's so challenging thinking about it because you never know what you're gonna get. You know, you have those awkward moments where somebody doesn't get your joke.
Right.
And you're like, okay, moving right along in your character, though. And so you don't feel, I don't know, it's just a very empowering feeling.
So what do you feel about the characterization exercise that we do to make you that person of that era? Does it really help you act in front of people?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and especially everybody being in character.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was kind of what tripped me out at first was walking in here not knowing if people were in character or if that's who they were.
Right.
You know, and they were so convincing and they were in character and I believed it. So, yeah, every exercise I think is really helpful and gets you just in that mindset. 100%. I don't know. I'm just so excited. I'm getting all hot.
and of course, you got awesome costumes by Marilyn.
Yes.
Marilyn, our costume designer.
She is fabulous. And I have never felt more special. And she's like, nobody's ever worn this before and let me wear something of her own.
Yeah.
You know? So that really just brings another element to the character and the costume because it's special and it's individual and it's unique. And but of course you can put your own twist to it, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
But honestly, the 1920s, that speakeasy whole theme, I have had to have had a past life there. I swear.
You fit in perfectly.
I love it. I'm like, yes. So.
And that's amazing. I tell you, we'll be right back, Playhouseville, with Emma Croson.
Hey, all, this is Danny B at Playhouse Unplugged. I want to thank everybody who came out and enjoyed our opening day right here at the Playhouse on May 30th with Mission Improvable. We are glad to be back, and it was a great time with all our performers and our patrons. Don't miss the next fun night on June 18th as Mission Improvable returns. Go to PlayhouseBoise.com for all the details, and we'll see you there.
Alrighty, Playhouseville, we are back with Playhouse Unplugged and a lovely Emma Croson here in the house.
In the house.
How are you doing, Emma?
Good.
So yeah. We talked about, hot. Because it's only 71 degrees in here. But obviously, you know, been in the Playhouse since November.
Yeah.
What are some of the favorite things that you love about the Playhouse?
Well, like I mentioned about the first time that I came in here and how I felt was just so welcomed. And I just love the dynamic. I love how close everybody is. And even if you're new like I am, you feel like family. I think it's just everybody's cracking jokes. Everybody's, you know, but also has so much depth to them. I just love the people. And I love the way that it's set up for opportunity.
Right.
You know, like I just... I'm so grateful for that because, like, I always message Nick.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, help a girl out. Like, what am I supposed to do? And he's just like, hey, you know, just keep coming in. This is, you can practice this on your own. And, like, with Molly Mall with the accent, mm-hmm. I don't know how to do an accent. But he was very helpful with that. And you were very helpful. So I think it's just the whole community that I love about the Playhouse. And that there's... not just one way of doing things is what I like.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
is
exactly.
Like because there's so many different looks or outlooks on things, it's not just generic. It's far from boring.
Right.
We'll say that.
Glad.
So, yeah, I just think it's a good opportunity and improv is hard, and I'm so excited to learn from all of the people here because they're fantastic. I mean, watching them, my mind's blown. It's literally like Saturday Night Live, old Saturday Night Live. Like
exactly. When it was good.
Yeah, when it was good.
Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd, and of course.
Exactly, and that's what it reminds me of. Yeah. So I guess, you know, to answer your question, it's all of that. It's just not... it's a melting pot. It's not just one way of things, mm-hmm. which I think as an artist, that's how it goes. That's what you need.
Yeah. And one thing too, is when you're talking about, you know, all the camaraderie is here and everybody doing their own thing. It is so true. There's certain ways that people act, you know,
mm-hmm.
As we go through our podcast and we talked with Wendell Wilson a while back and he has to really build his character. He has to, what's called, I can't think of the word at the moment, method acting, where he has to wear a hat to become that character.
Totally.
And Nick's the same way. Nick has to build into his character. I'm flip a switch. That's how I work.
See?
And some people are like that. How are you?
You know, and I'll answer that honestly, I don't really know. But I think I am, the more that I'm, you know, coming into it, I think I am kind of more of a method actor. Mm-hmm. I need that. I don't need it, but I like being in that role. Like, I like putting that wig on or mm-hmm. this or that. You know what I mean? Because it just gives me much more of a connection to the character. Right. That being said, I don't want to say what kind of actor I am because I'm still exploring with that.
Learning.
Yeah, I'm still learning. And I just met Wendell for the first time the other day. And he is so funny, but such an amazing actor. And I saw that, too, throughout the hour or 2 hours of us all being together,
right.
Him really building up what he was and saying, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't want to just cut myself short and say I'm a certain way because I mean, you can, it really just, I'm open-minded and I'm just,
And there's no doubt. I mean, you could be a combination of those. You don't have to be one or the other. In fact, when I play certain characters, like I played Chief Kennedy, the Escalon False Police Headquarters. That was a guy from Jersey. When I put on the cop outfit, you definitely transform.
For sure.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Because even if you flip a switch, you know, day to day and you do goofy stuff, when you put a costume on and it completes that character
mm-hmm.
and you are no longer myself, Daniel, and doing the character, I'm Chief Kennedy all the way.
Yeah.
And that's where Wendell is the same way. Wendell builds up that character. He's that character. Now, there's a lot of times when you build your character, it's hard to come out. You ever found yourself at work jumping into a character by accident?
All the time, honestly, because I mean, I wax people.
Right.
So I'm, you know, I have the privilege of having such an intimate moment with them.
Yeah.
I'm in charge. They trust me. And so I really am kind of doing that all the time. Like, I have to match their energy. You know,
right.
If there's somebody who is super peppy, I can be peppy. Or if they're a little bit more, you know, kind of chill and introverted, I match that. So all day, I'm really just learning to read people and matching what makes them comfortable. So all throughout the day, I really think that is an advantage for me, that I have taken what I do as an opportunity to learn different characters, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
I'm just learning so many different people and matching to that.
Yeah, acting. You're forming a different person to go and make them feel comfortable, and that's exactly what we do here.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, sometimes we don't make them feel comfortable, but it depends on what character it is, right? But and that's one reason why we're coming up with the classes.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, myself, and Cheree and Tim all got
great.
Together, and we're not sorry, not Cheree, Anne and Tim, all got together to create these classes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these classes we're gonna run all the Playhouse actors through, not because we're just trying to get everybody to be the same. It's more to learn the basic stuff.
Totally.
So when you go to rehearsal, you're actually there to perform
mm-hmm.
rather than to learn stuff that's basic in acting.
Yeah.
So it's really going to help an actor get into character a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get in character and you learn your lines and everything a lot quicker, what happens?
You're acting.
You're acting is one. Hopefully that's true. But you are able to go and adapt
your
character because you know the lines. You know,
you're
the basics
confident.
And everything. So this class is going to be amazing. We're doing it in July we're doing it in June, next week.
Yeah, it's coming up hot.
Next week, yes. We started out for our Playhouse actors, and then in August we'll do it for the public. And one thing it's going to do, it's going to open up a lot of doors because
mm-hmm.
one thing about learning on the cuff is one thing. But if you don't know why you're doing what you're doing,
for sure, absolutely,
it doesn't really sink in. So we're going to teach you why you're doing what you're doing, and in a course, basically break down from basic acting into basic improv, into working crowds, into things that, you know, like I believe Nick did some games the other day that even some of the experienced actors never done before.
Oh my God.
And they said, wow. Yeah. And they were just kind of stepped back too.
Yeah.
And it's not the fact that they don't know what they're doing, is the fact that they don't know some of the basic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really going to help everybody.
Well, and I think even since being here since November, I've seen Playhouse really kind of, you know, cultivate something that is really rad and that gives Playhouse a base, you know? So, and it's kind of funny how life works, you know, it's kind of a confirmation. That's kind of the point that I got to, that I've gotten to recently, where I don't know the basics.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then as soon as I was kind of feeling like that, you guys came out with, oh, we're having these classes.
Yeah.
So it just perfectly aligned. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, because you can only wing so much. You
totally.
Know? So
I'm like, well, ugh.
We want to be able to have some kind of structure, not just a bunch of people winging them. Winging the whole entire event, a bunch of ADD people running around, just running into walls and stuff. But it's going to be great. And also the concept of what we're doing here. And I talked about it a few times in the podcast, but we're actually adding actor tracks all the way around the room. So you're going to be able to go all the way from this area all the way around the room through the entrance without anybody seeing you.
Oh, cool.
So there's going to be walls.
That's fantastic.
And then the walls, and I'll show you the picture afterwards, but there's going to be doors. And every single spot like this, this is the start of it, our sound booth. And there's going to be, all these panels are interchangeable. So we can add brick, we can do stone, so you can transform the whole room to speak
to
bricks.
So amazing.
Yeah, it's
going to
be great.
Look at you, Dan.
Yeah, you know, I got Nick on board, and we really started rolling with this. And then we're bringing our kitchen in. So we're going to be able to bring food to people. And we'll have different tiers, levels of, you know, interactiveness. So if you have somebody who's in the dance floor area, it's going to be very interactive, VIP area. Then around the edges will be, if people want to be part of it, but not too much part of it. And then the people on the outer side where they can actually watch the show.
So it's a little bit more personalized.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So if people don't want to be, like, don't want to be, hey, get away from me. They don't have to be. They could be in the edges, and they can watch the show.
Yeah.
We're going to have stairs going up on each side, balcony that's going to go up to a balcony and drop down to the back stairs into the actor room. There's actually going to be an actor room that's not going to be draped. It's actually going to be a solid wall with, lockers and, of course, area to get ready, drawers to put makeup, all that stuff. So
we need somebody filming that. Like, we need a reality show.
Are you volunteering?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll be that person. Yeah. Oh, you got me on here. I'm sold.
Yep. It's recorded. I can see it. But anyway.
You're just excited.
The October is going to be great. Stay tuned to our next episode of Playhouse Unplugged. I'd like to thank our guest once again, Emma Croson.
Thank you.
I appreciate you all out there in Playhouse Land. God bless and be safe.